Folks, welcome back to the Enter My Shoe podcast. In this episode, we interview my roommate against his will. Philip, do you want to do the podcast now?
Yeah, I'm going to take a dump.
Well, what about while you're taking a dump? All right. Here, Philip, I'm just going to ask you a couple questions.
Brian, I'm trying to take a dump, man.
Dude, it's fine.
What?
Okay. Can you just tell me a little bit about yourself really quick?
No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, just kind of tell me, where are you from? What do you like to do? And why are you so excited to be on the podcast?
My name is Philip Hart. I'm from Tacoma, Washington. And I'm excited to be on this podcast because I live right across Brian's room.
Hey, hold on. Can I use the mic to get a little bit better access?
No, Brian, come on, man. I'm trying. All right, because you're my show.
Why should we care about the WWE or MMA? Or fighting in general.
Why should we care about the WWE?
Do you think there's a psychological attachment to violence in this society?
Yeah, I think, in the words, I believe Joe Rogan said it, people are attracted to the winningness and being successful over somebody else. Since the thrill of winning can only be experienced by one person, many people try to go through that, and some people can't get... I feel like some people...
Do you think it's because innately people want to, have a sense of violence and, killing things? But, WWE's, the closest... MMA's, the closest you can get to killing things.
I think there's an animalistic drive.
It's primalistic that, that's why little kids will take a magnifying glass and, kill ants for sport? Or people will just go out and kill animals? Or why, over time, many civilizations have decided to, just conquer other ones?
It's usually under one man's greed that usually makes a decision to go to war. Especially back in the olden times.
Alright, now Philip and I are going to the gym.
Podcast on the go? Is that gonna be our new concept?
That's what it is.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So there's sound effects like this. It's cool. Here, when you open your can of soda, you gotta... Oh, that's so refreshing.
Yeah, that was really... So let me ask you this, then. What made you want to go to that WWE event with me, then?
Oh, it was on my bucket list.
Okay, that makes sense. But you can't tell me there isn't a sense of joy that comes to you when you watch to see somebody accomplish their goal of winning a WWE title, correct?
Well, I've come to, more respect it because everyone's like, oh, it's not a real sport because... they're actors and they know what's gonna happen and everything, but they still, I've come to respect it in recent time. Like, at first, on the surface, you're just like, oh, this is silly, this is stupid. It's like almost up there with a soap opera. Like, no one really watches those either, but I've come to respect it because, these guys are pretty massive. And so, you don't just get that. Like, people are like, oh, they took steroids. Well, yeah, they took steroids and they worked out. They didn't just, sit on the couch, take steroids, and then, boom, you're jacked.
Okay, so let me ask you, since you brought up steroids, in the eyes of the bodybuilding world, do you consider a steroid-head bodybuilder, then, an athlete?
I wish there was a good, comparison that I could use, because, they're cheating to get there, or they're using, an enhancement, where, I think the sports world is definitely against the use of steroids, obviously, as you've seen with, Lance Armstrong probably being the biggest fraud, and then you have all of the NFL players, but are we still having that conversation about whether or not we consider them an athlete or not?
Yeah, do you consider a steroid head bodybuilder an athlete? I don't, simply because
in the eyes of I'm not saying it's not a sport. I'm not saying it's not a sport. I'm saying athleticism. Why? I don't consider them athletes simply because my idea of an athlete is being able to transcend your skills or your athleticism into other sports and be able to compete at a high level. Now, you don't have to always compete at a high level to be considered a good athlete. But I do think that in the eyes of an athletic sport, bodybuilders are not athletic.
Is there
sport.
A difference between like being a like playing a sport and being an athlete? Like, because I feel like if you like look at the definition of an athlete, that's probably someone that like trains.
Well,
and that's someone that's
in the
like
definition,
physically, like,
in the definition
passes.
Of an for sure for in the definition of bodybuilders or the definition of an athlete in general.
It's like
it does fall under
like
the lines of being
like,
bodybuild. It does fall, yes, because you are using physical movement to become stronger.
But sport is like competitive.
So I guess I should rephrase it as saying I don't think bodybuilding it can as athletes of bodybuilding. So steroid head bodybuilders, you know, natural could be different because you are using your natural capabilities. But again, like you said, steroids. That doesn't make you not an athlete just because you use steroids, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
it's not saying that.
But like, my only thing is, like, I think we're almost having a sport discussion here. Like, what defines a sport? Whereas, like, a competition, obviously. But, like, that's why people get upset when you say, like, ice skating or gymnastics is a sport. Because these guys are getting, like, graded. But, I mean, at the bare bones of what a sport is, I mean, it's competition, right?
And
an athletic competition.
And then, and so I guess in the eyes of...
But I don't know, they're starting to call it esports. They're starting to call that...
I would go.
Like, internet sports.
Uh-oh. A little bit of spillage there. Hey, it's all part of the job. Hey, guys, just thought I'd let everybody know that my drink spilled a little bit. Brian, but it didn't fall on the floor, it's just right there.
So it's just going to smell like mango punch for the next...
No, I just got to get a towel. I just got to get a towel and clean it up. No, I agree with you. I do believe that I'm very biased in my opinion when it comes to that.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to call them an athlete... Yeah, I think athlete-wise, like, yeah, they're fit. Like, they're fitter than me
on
paper.
And,
but, like, when it comes to how they got there...
because my whole thing
moral.
Is... My whole thing is when you look at somebody... And, again, like, this could be highly debated...
Our society is, like, really funny about certain things that you can and cannot use as enhancements. It's like, if I were to create, like, a crazy good project and I use, like, caffeine or if I use, like, Adderall to make that crazy project, no one's going to be like, oh, you didn't use, like, the right means to get there, like, for work or whatever it might be. How society
But in the relation to that, I mean, you're addressing a competitive edge. Basically, an enhancement drug is a competitive edge over the party.
So is coffee, you know.
But yeah, I mean, that's not like.
But just because it's legal.
No, I mean, I get what you're saying. I mean,
I
do.
Is it because steroids cost more? Is it because they're harder to get?
I want
to
say that. I would say, in the business world, or just in the real world in general, not really in the real world, but in the more of like the. You know, the industry aspect or more of, like, your day-to-day job life, you're not really competing at a specific group, you know. Let's say, like, you're a fast food joint and you take Adderall, you know, just stay up and serve your customers faster at, like, Wendy's.
They probably do that.
You know, you're not competing right towards... Like, you're not going to go one-on-one with somebody. Yeah, you're not going to go one-on-one.
It's not a viewed event. It's like, yeah, I'm not going to be traveling to Ohio to watch some guy serve up burgers.
On Adderall. Or like.
But then, I mean, maybe it was a burger flipping contest.
You
know. And then if someone uses Adderall in that contest, then you're like, hey, they cheated. So maybe it's just like when it's a viewed event by many people, people want to see an equal playing floor. But outside of the spotlight, people don't give a shit. That's why, like, you know, you do steroids, like, on your own if you're a firefighter and it gives you the edge.
This is hot.
Who cares? Yeah. I don't know, but, like, I think a lot of people, I mean, there's sometimes the argument, like, hey, people should do steroids and be in the NFL. Like, that's something that's huge. But like you said, it's highly publicized because if you give... Because then, if they're like, oh, we're going to make this one steroid legal, then everyone's just going to take that one steroid as, like, a minimum. you know, and they're gonna, everyone like has to deal with the side effects of that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it just comes down to more of like a competitive advantage. You could physically get hurt, you know,
and mentally, yeah.
So I think what could be asked is, was baseball, or like just in general, is steroids really as bad as what we consider it to be? Like, it is it really as frowned upon as it should be? You know, because some people do take it for their health, and I'm not saying in a sports sense they're taking it to cheat mostly.
Well, you know, it's funny that you bring up the health, because there's like old grandmas taking steroids just to like get.
Well, yeah, but I mean, so like there is a beneficial to it. So we're going to commercial break.
That song's copyrighted. We can't use the song. It's copyrighted, Philip, so we can't actually.
We're at commercial break. We're at commercial break. You gotta stop talking.
All right, everybody, and that concludes episode 3. Stay tuned next week when I talk about something else. In enter my shoes.